Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Ask the Expert. Every Tuesday afternoon, we try to get you a little bit of free advice from, to answer all of your questions. And today I am chatting to Karina Tolan, who's an award-winning facialist and co-owner of Monica Tolan Skin Experts. Karina's with me in studio. Good afternoon, Karina. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Karina this afternoon. Listeners wondering about retinol. How often should I use it and how do I use it?
Okay, well, retinol is a really, really important ingredient. It is a form of vitamin A. Vitamin A is the umbrella term. And it's incredibly important for skin health. Vitamin A, if you wish, is the chief commander of the skin organ, tells all the cells to behave as they should. So what's important is that you ensure your skin is vitamin A rich. What happens is daylight or the sun destroys vitamin A in our skin. So that's how our vitamin A has been destroyed. Now, retinol is a type of vitamin A. It's the alcohol form of vitamin A. So it can be a little bit irritating. So I would say introduce that slowly. Ensure your barrier is healthy and robust before introducing it. So focus on barrier boosting ingredients like niacinamide or hyaluronic acid, propantanol, very gentle ingredients, and then get going with your retinol. But 100% vitamin A is really important for skin health.
And is vitamin A, is that typically in serum or cream form or...
Yeah, you've got to know vitamin A. It's a big marketing buzz. I'm working with the vitamin A molecule since 2006, but in the last 5-10 years, it's a huge buzzword. So if it's in the product, it's going to have it on the label.
Right.
So I would be looking to combine vitamin A and antioxidants together just to get good value for money. And, you know, we're human. We don't want to be doing a 20-step skincare routine morning and evening. But yeah, look for your vitamin A and focus on it. It's the most important molecule in your skin journey.
Yeah, the hardest thing I find is to know what to use. And when to use it.
Yeah.
How much of it to use.
That is so true. And I guess it's the area where most people struggle. What I will say to you is, if you are on a skin health journey, if you're looking in the mirror and you're happy and it's going well, the skin, I often say to my clients, I'm here in a supportive role, but your skin's going to tell you if it's happy or not. Yeah. So if your skin's looking great and you're really, really happy, stick with it.
Now, just to follow up to this, Karina, listener says, if you're pregnant, it's advised not to use retinol. What would you suggest instead?
Well, as I often say to my pregnant clients, you're only pregnant for 9 months. I know when you become pregnant, you feel like it's an eternity. So you can, again, work on your barrier boosting ingredients, your vitamin C, your antioxidants. There are many forms of vitamin A that are safe when pregnant. But if you wish to reduce them or not use them at all, that's absolutely fine. And like I said, it's only a couple of weeks.
OK, now, just on that, does vitamin C really make an impact in creams? The ones that use it seems to be quite expensive. So I can't decide if it's really worth it.
Joe, it is a really important ingredient, but the listener is very correct in what she's saying. It's an incredibly unstable form of vitamin antioxidant and very hard to package and very hard to get it into skincare formulations. So you really do need to work with a good brand. I work with a brand that encapsulates its fats as well. Ultraceuticals have an incredible line of vitamin C to increase its stability. So that's really important. Again, if you're using it, if it works and your skin's looking radiant, then it's working. If you're using it and nothing's happening, well, then maybe switch up.
Now, listener says, I have a lot of scarring and redness from rashes and cold sores over the years. Is there anything you might suggest that might work for it, or what can I do?
Again, you really need to focus on vitamin A to boost collagen in the barrier. Barrier boost ingredients, like I mentioned, niacinamide, propantanol, hyaluronic acid. I too suffer with cold sores and they can be awful when you have them, but the scarring and the healing can be very slow in the area as well. So definitely take care of them. Really, really important actually, and I should say, any compromised or broken skin cannot be exposed to UV or long-term scarring will incur. So if you do have any kind of cut or wound, do not expose it or allow it to be exposed to the sun. Keep it covered, even a little plaster over the area. I know it's not great weather today, but we have had some glorious days of sunshine, so do protect all broken and compromised skin.
087 1400 106 if you have a question for Karina Tolan. Those little under the eye patches, you see them every day now in social media, says this listener. Do they actually do anything?
Well, you know, some do, some don't. Again, I work with an incredible range. I have two daughters. One is 17 and she came in the other day with my eye patches on. I was like, hold up, girl. You are 17. What
You're
are
not
you doing?
Using those.
Again, the delicate area around the eye is it's much thinner than any other area. So as a result, if we do put those barrier boosting ingredients like hyaluronic acid on, you do see an impact straight away. So what I would say is before night out, before your makeup application, absolutely. Now, I think a lot of people are using them on social media because they act as a visual hook, you know, to get people's attention, etc.
Listen, I've bought into it. I actually got a little, where was I? I got a little tub anyway, just a small, like they weren't expensive at all. And I got them just probably like the ones you can get in any of the pharmacies to try to use. And like, I do wonder, are they actually making any difference?
Well, what I will say to you, if you do have them, keep them in the fridge because they feel so much more immense going on cold. They really feel fantastic.
Right. Well, there's
and
a
you
tip.
Know, skin care is self-care, it's self-love. So if you're taking care of yourself, you know, it's not all about trying to look 20 years younger. It's all about feeling really, really good about ourselves. I know for sure that's why my daughter had them on. They're all part of her prep. And I guess if they put a bounce in her step walking out the door.
I'm in my early 40s, male. I feel I've got pretty deep set forehead wrinkles. Is there anything I can do for them at this point?
Do you know, often I'm a little bit jealous of my male client's skin because they respond so quickly to skincare, particularly to antioxidants. And vitamin A, of course, as well. You'll always hear me going on about vitamin A and antioxidants. So absolutely, you can reduce the amount of them by increasing the cell turnover. The cells aren't lingering as long. I'm going to describe this kind of like a wooden table with little creases in it. You know, the way the dirt gathers and make those lines look more obvious. It's exactly the same with the skin. So if we
That's
can
a great
increase,
description.
So if we can increase the cell turnover and put some antioxidants on. I'd love to, if I have time, tell you about antioxidants. His lines will massively reduce.
When you say antioxidants, where can that guy? How can he get that onto his forehead?
Again, antioxidants come in skincare formulations.
So is it like a moisturiser that he's looking for with that?
Focus on when buying a topical skincare cream, focus on vitamin A and antioxidants. Make sure it contains both. And antioxidants are going to shield his skin. You know the way you have avocado and you sit it on the counter and it goes dull and grey?
Yeah.
Well, that's you and I all day. There's free radicals in the environment looking to latch onto us and turn our skin dull and grey. You put on an antioxidant, it's like leaving the avocado skin on. It shields you from free radicals. So you get on this like beautiful glow to your skin. This client's skin change in a matter of hours, even days. You don't have to wait weeks to see the results of antioxidants. They work straight away and your skin will take on this lovely peachy healthy glow.
Okay.
And that will really help because, you know, I think lines and wrinkles are really, really cool, but what we want is beautiful healthy skin and that to radiate through.
Now, Texter's looking for advice on oily skin and what would you suggest is the best skincare routine?
Okay, so with oily skin, first of all, oily skin tends to age much better than dry, sensitive skin.
Well,
so
one thing I'm delighted
there's
to hear.
A flex. So what I would say, oily skin also tends to be a little bit thicker, so we can get away with like glycolic acids and maybe a cleanser with some salicylic acid in it, which is a BHA, which is going to help to kind of act like a whirlwind and clean out the pores, etc. as well. But, you know, we love our oily skin and we will be, when over 40, over 50, he'll be very, very grateful for that oily skin.
When should you stop or should you stop using toner?
Oh, no, I toner gets some bad press. I love toner. And a big tip for anyone who has their toner is to put it into a spritz bottle if it doesn't have a spritz.
Amazing. I used for the first time ever in my life a toner spray.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever used it, and it's the Irish brand, Sivite. It's just the idea of the spritz in your face
phenomenal.
Is totally, it's complete game changer.
When you're on a flight, if you're on the tube in a dirty environment, spritzing your skin. I keep it in my handbag. Great on holidays, I like to keep them in the fridge.
I never would have thought of that actually, even just to put any toner into a spray bottle.
I've introduced toners into my client's skincare routine, and it has been an absolute game changer. So forget that. Don't use toner. They're a waste of money. They're not. Again, go for a toner that doesn't have any harsh acids in it. It's not going to strip the skin. We don't want alcohol. We don't want witch hazel. That's gone with the 80s, 90s.
Okay. This texter, Karina, says, I'm 26 and I've never had bad skin, even as a teenager. But in the last couple of months now, I've broken out. Any tips on perhaps good cleansers or what creams would you suggest? I've actually been prescribed some medication now by my GP because of it.
Yeah, you know, I feel sometimes I get this a lot from clients and they're like, you know, I always had great skin and then this happens. Like, as humans, we are constantly changing. Our hormones are constantly changing. So we just need to pivot and adapt. And maybe like that, going to see a facialist like myself, getting some support. I would say don't try and wing it. It could be a little change in your skincare routine could make all the difference. But it does happen. Mm. Stress and gut has a massive impact on the skin and the skin's immunity. So sometimes even a bereavement or a breakup can really trigger breakouts. So be mindful of that as well.
Good
and always when it comes to skin and skin health, the first place you go is your gut and work from there out.
Just finally, would IPL get rid of redness on my nose? Listeners using creams for rosacea.
Again, rosacea, inflammation in the skin, I'd focus on gut health. One session of IPL may reduce it now, but we want it reduced permanently. And it could be that little lifestyle change. It could be some processed foods that you're eating that could be triggering it. I want also to flag that the sun, UV, is a massive trigger for rosacea. So my rosacea patients need to absolutely avoid the sun. But rosacea is multifaceted and quite complicated, and can be a synergy of different treatments and modalities that ultimately get that lifetime effect. We don't want any kind of firefighting treatments, etc., because it's just going to come back.
Okay. So. Skincare expert Karina Tolan, thanks a million for joining us. Karina is co-owner of Monica Tolan Skin Experts and Ultracuticles expert advocate as well. Thanks a million for joining us here.
My pleasure.
On Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.